a podfic of a true punishment.
Written by Liger Cat.
Read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary. The boys go shopping for back-to-school clothes. Back-to-school clothes shopping was generally a quick affair in the Flynn-Fletcher household, and yet Ferb found himself half-heartedly eyeing the different selections. He already had several identical shirts and pairs of trousers thrown over his arm that fit with his normal style, but Mum seemed determined to encourage them to broaden their school wardrobes this year. While both he and Phineas were willing to do so, if it would make her happy, neither of them quite understood why. Their normal styles had never been an issue before. Unfortunately, his acquiescence was being complicated due to none of the clothing on display catching his attention. Perhaps he could tell Mum that and avoid having to pick something else out, especially since it was approaching the time they were meant to meet back up with her. With this in mind, he headed towards where he'd last seen Phineas. While he was not where Ferb had left him, he hadn't gone far. It seemed he was having better luck, if the various range of t-shirts he had piled by his feet were anything to judge by. Phineas looked up, grinning at him. "Bro, what you think?" He held up the shirt in his hand so Ferb could read it. It being the words, "My puns are," above a koala bear drinking tea. A quick glance at the shirt pile revealed what appeared to be a few math puns. It felt like a safe assumption that every shirt he'd picked out was of a similar vein. He could appreciate a good and/or corny pun, as well as the next person with a sense of humor, but the idea of Phineas wearing a different pun shirt to school every day until he ran out had the possibility of growing tiring. Though, considering his always-move-forward mentality, aside from a few repeats for musical improvement, it was always possible that he would move on from the joke before it reached that point, leading to the stack of shirts becoming lost to the bottom of their dresser drawers. Phineas decided to stop waiting for an answer. "I grabbed a couple in your size, too. Together we'll be pun-stoppable." "This feels like a punishment." That only made his grin brighter. "I'm sure we can come to a pun-derstanding. After all, a pun is its own reword." Ferb rolled his eyes, but couldn't keep his own lips from twitching up into a smile. He shook his head as he bent to add some of the shirts to what he already held. "If that's all, Mum is likely waiting on us. We wouldn't want to be unpunctual." If Phineas's laugh was loud enough to draw a few disapproving stares from adults shopping for their own children, neither of them truly cared. They may not have been his preferred choice of fashion, but Ferb felt he could endure wearing the lame pun shirts to make his brother happy. For a few weeks, at least. The end.